Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. Now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. Oh, let us walk. Let us walk through our days knowing every need we have is met in full. Is met in full because God is in control. I hope you are realizing that, thinking about that, walking through your day knowing that God is in control of everything that's going on when you give your life to God, when you trust Him for everything that you need. Oh, it's so wonderful. Such a wonderful thing. Even when I'm out in the yard and I'm doing yard work, I'm thanking God that He's got my life in the palm of His hand, as it says in Isaiah 43:19. Oh, praise God. You are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. Some of you who listened to the broadcast yesterday, and that was May the 11th, may think that I came on too strong in describing the condition of the state of Colorado. And I did unload on you, my dear friends on the air. I did. And sometimes when the burden or the issue at hand is strong, there must be response to that. Because this is an election year, I'm urging some of you who have not taken voting seriously. You haven't. You've gone and you voted, but you haven't taken it seriously. That you must count yourself special to the defeat of left-wing ideology. You're there. You're a representative of your group, of your neighborhood, of your town, and you are special because you are voting against this ideology that is against God, and it's against our country. I hope that God is giving you some excitement and renewed energy to join those of us who want change. And I have been talking to some of my friends who are really enthused. They want a change, especially in the state of Colorado, but in the whole nation. They want to get rid of this protest that's going on all the time, the Palestinian flags that are being flown. They want a change. When I think of David in Psalm 3, I realize here was a man who was crying to the Lord to help him. And many times he asked the Lord to take care of his enemies in not so nice terms. And here it is in Psalm 3. Lord, I have so many enemies, so many who are against me. It sounds like President Trump, doesn't it? Listen to how they whisper their slander against me, saying, look, he's hopeless. Even God can't help him from this. But in the depths of my heart, I truly know that you, Lord God, have become my shield. You surround me with yourself. What a comfort that is. Oh, praise God, wherever you are today, what a comfort that is, knowing that He is your shield. Your glory covers me continually. David continues, you lift high my head. I have cried out to you, O Lord, and you heard me from your holy hill. Now, this is David crying out to the Lord. I cried to you, O Lord, and you heard me. And it's the same God we serve today. You're the glory and the lifter of my head. Sometimes we're looking down at the ground and we're looking at our phones and our heads are always down, looking down. And so He's the lifter of your head, my friend. He's making you look at the sky and the sun and the beautiful things going on in this world. And it's the same God that we serve today. As I was praying last night, Holy Spirit showed me that casting my care on the Lord, and you'll find that in 1 Peter 5:7, was what God expects from His children. He expects that from you every day. And make it a hefty throw. Casting your care on Him is not just lofting it over to Him or throwing it away in the trash or in a trash bag and just taking it out to the trash. It's heaving the care with Him in force. I looked up cast in the Noah Webster dictionary. I love to look in that dictionary because he has so many definitions. In fact, out of the 30, there are 30 definitions of the word cast. C-A-S-T. Cast all your care on him. And sometimes we just kind of throw it at him. Well, here it is, Lord. It's like throwing our money into the offering plates with not too much of a prayer or even scripture. And this is something I want to give you right now. The definitions for cast is to fling, to throw with great force, to heave with great strength. You put great effort in giving your care to God. Isn't that something new? It is to me. Yeah, you know, it's easy for me to, okay, Lord, you know, that was yesterday and it's over with. And I don't really give it to him with the strength and the power that I need to. I also found out that our God, our Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord. I also found out that when you feel like giving up, he can handle every outburst, every emotional high, as well as every low. When we think that we're going to give up, feel like giving up, he truly wants us to depend on him. That's why I'm telling you that what you're going through right now may be challenging. Throw that overwhelming issue in your life in God's direction. Cast it on him. I'm throwing my cares on the Lord with the greatest strength that I have because I know he can handle it. You may have financial need right now. You may have relationship issues. God knows he's going to take care of that as you put it in his hands and trust him with all your heart. Don't think about your own circumstances. Don't think about how you would figure that out or plan that out. He's going to take care of it. Oh, praise his name forever and ever. Oh, praise God. Well, our memory verse for this week is, it's pretty fitting for listeners and for my situation. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. But the Lord is faithful and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. Oh, I love that. 2 Thessalonians 3:3 in the Passion Translation. And I hope some of you are getting the Passion Translation. I know one friend of mine, his Passion is just overflowing with lined quotes and all kinds of things. It's wearing out. I'm going to have to get him a new one. But 2 Thessalonians 3:3 says, finally, dear brothers and sisters, this is to the church. This is to the body of Christ. Pray for us that the Lord's message will continue to spread rapidly and its glory be recognized everywhere, just as it was with you. And pray that God will rescue us from wicked and evil people, for not everyone believes the message. But the Lord Yahweh is always faithful to place you on a firm foundation. What are you standing on right now? It could be a loose floorboard. It could be something that goes back and forth and keeps you off balance. Or it could be the rock Christ Jesus that you stand on. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Praise God that we have the rock Christ Jesus. And the Lord Yahweh is always faithful to place you on that firm foundation, that rock, and guard you from the evil one. We have complete confidence in the Lord concerning you, and we are sure that you are doing and will continue to do what we have told you. God bless you, Paul. It's going to be such a blessing to meet that man someday in glory and all the other writers of the Bible. Can you imagine? We're going to be going from one place to another, listening to Moses and listening to Isaiah, listening to King David, listening to all those authors. Oh, it's going to be wonderful. I am reading from the passage I read yesterday to help you with assurance that God has blessings in store for you. I don't want you to think that your days ahead are questionable or that you might be facing something that you don't know about and that's going to be a problem in your life. No, never look at those situations, even the future, as if something is impossible for you to reach, because with God, all things are possible. Here's 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18. And yesterday I was reassuring you about the time that Jesus is returning and he's going to take us up to heaven. It's important that we realize that he is going to give us the comfort and the reassurance and the joy of being with him. And here it is, 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18. Now, we do not want you to be uninformed, believers. This is to the believers, about those who are asleep in death. so that you will not grieve for them as the others do when they have no hope beyond this present age. I know that you probably have loved ones, you have friends that when their loved ones die, I mean, it is devastating. It's like there's no hope. Where are they going? We don't know where they're going. And especially if your friend or your neighbor doesn't know where he's going to go when he dies. I pray that if you will have an opportunity to talk to them and say, do you know where you're going when you die? And when they say, well, I hope I'm going to heaven, then you can present the gospel of Jesus Christ to them. And you can tell them, there's only one way to God. There's only one way to heaven. And you'll find that in John. And let me read that to you. Get your Bible out and read that to them, because it's going to give them assurance. And then you may even lead them into being born again. Whoa, what a wonderful celebration. Verse 14 of 1 Thessalonians says, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, as he did, in fact he did, even so we'll bring with him those believers who have fallen asleep in Jesus, those who have died. The graves are going to open at the cemetery. I have a big cemetery next to where I live. The graves are going to open up of those who are believers, and they're going to go to be with Jesus. Verse 15 tells us, for we say this to you by the Lord's own word, that we who are still alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will in no way precede into his presence those believers who have fallen asleep in death. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a shout of command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the blast of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. And we read that not only in this, but in 2 Thessalonians. It's a wonderful scripture that happens two or three or four times in the New Covenant. Then we who are alive and remain on the earth will simultaneously be caught up, raptured. That's the word harpazo. And you'll find that in 2 Thessalonians 2, together with them, the resurrected ones in the clouds to meet the Lord Jesus in the air. In fact, the Lord Jesus is preparing us in, I believe it's Luke, about coming in the clouds of glory. He's explaining to his followers and his disciples before he's crucified that he will come back and receive them, and he will be, and we will be always with the Lord. He's going to meet us in the air. We're going to be with him. We're going to be changing our bodies. No more gravity pull. We're just going to be with him, and we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, what do we do in the meantime before we meet him, before he comes and returns? Therefore, comfort and encourage one another with these words concerning our reunion with believers who have died. I hope I have comforted you with these words, says Paul. And 1 Corinthians 15, verse 50 gives us greater hope. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 50, now I say this, believers, again, to the believers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit nor be part of the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable or the immortal. We're going to be immortal beings. Your spirit right now is immortal, but your soul and your flesh are going to be gone. They're gone. But immortal is going to take on a new body, a heavenly body. So listen, I will tell you a divine mystery. It says in 1 Corinthians 15, not all of us will die, but we will all be transformed. It will happen in an instant, in the twinkling of an eye. For when the last trumpet is sounded, the dead will come back to life. We will be indestructible and we will be transformed. Now, the one thing you can do in the meantime on this earth is you can transform your mind that has been living in the flesh with the word of God. And it says that in Romans 12, verse 2, and be no longer conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind in God's word. For we will discard our mortal clothes and slip into a body that is imperishable. It cannot be destroyed. Oh, what is mortal now will be exchanged for immortality. And when that which is mortal puts on immortality, and what now decays is exchanged for what will never decay, then the scriptures will be fulfilled that says, death is swallowed up by a triumphant victory. So death, tell me, where is your victory? Tell me, death, where is your sting? It is sin that gives death its sting. Sin gives death its sting, so that we're no longer sinners. That's right. It's sin that gives death its sting, and the law that gives sin its power. We're no longer under the law, but we're under grace. And in that, we're going to continue this. Let us go to TJ.
Now you can catch Barbara Carmack and Call to Freedom at 9 p.m., 2:30 a.m., and 5:30 a.m. on 670 KLTT. You can also hear us on our sister station, 1220 a.m. KLDC, at 11 a.m. And find Call to Freedom on Spotify. Search for Freedom Street Radio and online at freedomstreet.org, where you can browse blog posts and read Barbara's newsletter. As always, you can still email Barbara at hello@freedomstreet.org.
Thank you, TJ. And we're continuing with 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57. And we thank God for giving us the victory as conquerors through our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. So now, beloved ones, stand firm, stable, and enduring. That's endurance. And we don't have the endurance. We have to ask God for each of these. We are firm, stable, and endurance. Live your lives with an unshakable confidence. I cast not away my confidence, Hebrews 10, verse 35. We know that we prosper and excel in every season by serving the Lord. You prosper by serving the Lord. Nothing else. You may think you've got one degree after another, that you're in a wonderful corporation, that you're making lots of money, but your prospering is going to have a real effect when you get to the end of your life and you know that God has been leading you every day of your life. You prosper by serving the Lord, because we are assured that our union with the Lord makes our labor productive with fruit that endures. Oh, I pray today that the fruit that you bear will be an enduring fruit. I'm saying 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. One more time for you who have endured trials and persecution. Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, be steadfast, immovable, always excelling in the work of the Lord, always doing your best and doing more than is needed. Yeah, you go overboard to bless your sisters and your brothers. You go one more mile. You go that extra mile for them, knowing that God is going to bring you the reward. Being continually aware that your labor in the Lord is not futile or wasted. It is never without purpose. I go back to our scripture of this week. The Lord is faithful. And this is from 1 Thessalonians 3:3. The Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. God delivered the saints in the Old Testament. Maybe not in the way that they were planning, but he delivered them. And many of them died. They did, and some of them cruelly, but they knew the minute that they didn't have a breath in their body any longer, they were with the Lord. When you're out of your body, you're immediately with the Lord. You can find that in 2 Corinthians 5. Our physical body dies, and we're immediately in the arms of God. So it says here, in Daniel 12, verses 1 through 3. And I read that yesterday, too, on May the 11th. It's just such a beautiful passage. It gives you such hope and comfort of what is going to happen when you die and take that last breath. And there's no fear involved. None whatsoever. You're going to be at home with God. And that home that he's preparing for you is beautiful. It's the desire of your heart. You may not have gotten that home here on this earth, the desire of your heart, but you're going to have that in heaven. Praise the Lord. Daniel 12, 1 through 3. Now at that end time, Michael, the great angelic prince who stands guard over Israel, will arise, and there will be a time of distress such as never occurred since there was a nation until that time. But at that time, your people, everyone who is found written in the book of life, will be rescued. What does that mean? It means that you have been born again. You have accepted Jesus Christ, the Son of God, Messiah, as your Savior and Lord, and you will be rescued before the great tribulation. Verse 2 of Daniel 12 says, many of those who sleep in the dust of the ground will awake, be resurrected, these to everlasting life, but some to disgrace and everlasting contempt and punishment. It's important that you know that when you stand before God, you're going to be standing. Your judgment is going to be a resurrection of life. Those who have done evil and wicked acts on this earth and have not accepted Jesus Christ will go to the judgments of punishment. And that's in John 5, verse 29. Let me see if I can find that right away. John 5, verse 29. I'm so glad I have my Bible here with me every day so I can look into scripture that I may not be acquainted with or familiar with. And here it says in John 5, verse 29, let me just start in the 26th verse. For just as the Father has life in himself, even so he gave to the Son also to have life in himself. And he gave him authority to execute judgment because he is the Son of God and the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs shall hear his voice and shall come forth, those who did good deeds to a resurrection of life. You're not going to stand before God and be judged. No, you are born again. You are carrying the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are sanctified. You are redeemed. And you are righteous before God. And those who committed vile acts and evil deeds to a resurrection of judgment. Yes. And that's where the punishment comes in after the great tribulation. You will go to a resurrection of punishment. And you'll find that in John 5, verse 29. Those who are spiritually wise. Oh, this is so good. In verse 3 of Daniel 12. Those who are spiritually wise will shine brightly like the brightness of the expanse of heaven. And those who lead many to righteousness bring the message of truth to people. You are a person who God is teaching every day to get into the truth of the Word of God. You're no longer gossiping. You're no longer calling people and telling about stories that may not even be true. You're developing a spirit of truth, and you're bringing that message of truth to your friends and loved ones. You will shine like the stars forever and ever. But as for you, Daniel, conceal these words and seal up the scroll until the end time. Many will go back and forth and look anxiously here and there, and knowledge of God will be hungering and thirsting. Even the world is hungering and thirsting for God. They don't know it yet, but they are. It's a fact, it's the truth that all of us have that inward hunger and thirst for God that only Jesus can fill. Only Jesus can satisfy your soul. And people are thirsting for that word of God and trying to find it in everything else in this world, but they don't want God. Isn't that sad? They don't want to know about our Lord Jesus and about Father God. It's so good to know him, to truly know him. Before I leave today, and it's been so good talking to you, I have a song by John. Oh, Psalm 63 is so beautiful. God, you are my God. Earnestly will I seek for you. Here he is.
God, you are my God. Earnestly will I seek for you. Thirst for you in a dry and barren land. So I look to you to see your power and your glory. Your love for me. hold me. My King of Kings, forever I will praise your name.
For listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in